The American Gothic Performing Arts Festival is an annual event celebrating the performing arts in southeast Iowa. The festival, which features local and regional talent throughout the Upper Midwest, kicks off this Friday, June 7th, and continues through June 21st around Wapello County. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom for the Iowa Arts Showcase, and joining us today is the conductor of the American Gothic Performing Arts Festival's production of Copland's The Tender Land, Dr. Dennis Wilhoit. And thank you so much for joining us today by phone, Dennis.
Well, I appreciate being invited. Thank you.
Well, this year is the 7th annual Performing Arts Festival, which opens with your production of Copland's opera, The Tender Land.
Yes, we are producing Aaron Copland's The Tender Land. We started talking about this a couple years ago, since it is a story set in the Depression and in a simple farm family. It seemed like just a prime opportunity to celebrate and have our audience members be our guest at the party, because, of course, the second act opens with a big party. And so we'll have an ice cream and pie social at intermission and then just sort of meld right into the beginning of Act Two. So we're quite excited about it.
The Tender Land starts on Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m., and Susan Bender is going to be the stage director. You're in charge of the music. Tell us about who some of your principal musicians are that will be performing.
I used to teach at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, so we have a strong connection there, and many of our singers are coming from central Wisconsin to perform the various roles in the opera. They did it at their opera workshop this spring. Their set on stage was the American Gothic House. So they've come and joined us. We have a student from the University of Iowa that's filling in with one of the roles. A sophomore who's a wonderful baritone will be singing the role of Top. His name is Jack Simpson. And then we are honored to have Anne Crivero from Drake University faculty, who is a longtime friend, and she's singing the role of Ma in the production. So we have folks from all over and coming together and currently rehearsing it, and we are pleased to be able to provide that opportunity for these young singers.
Give us just a brief synopsis of this plot.
The Tenderland is about a young girl named Lori. And she is just graduating from high school, and the party actually during the opera is her graduation party. And Lori, like so many young people, as they graduate from high school, they're really thinking about the future. And she's a Midwestern young woman. She has this love of the land. She thinks about that love of the land and not wanting to leave, but at the same time knowing that there's a world out there to explore, and that conflicted notion, that sort of coming of age. And as these two strangers show up, these drifters who are itinerant workers, Top and Martin, we get a little scuttlebutt in the community. Of course, the postman who's been delivering the mail shares, of course, with all the neighbors the happenings that are going on. And there's been some assaults on a local person, and so when these two then show up, they're suspicion to be the gentleman. And as luck would have it, or fortune would have it, Lori and one of the young drifters, they sort of spark an interest in one another and then fall in love very quickly in an operatic style. But then, unfortunately, they can't stay. You know, he's not a settling down type, and they are chased off and out of the community after Lori's graduation party. And then Lori, we wonder about her relationship with her mother, because it seems that maybe her mother has had some interesting background in terms of the two children that she's had and how protective grandpa is of the entire family, that we get the sense that maybe the mother has had an experience young in life and then has been forced to stay on the farm and raise these two young women. And then Lori at the end, the resolution that Lori knows that there's a life and a full life and then continues to go on her way. She leaves. And then we see Beth, her younger sister, as the one that sort of picks up the mantle of life, if you will, of growing up and maturing.
It's a wonderful opera, and the music is so approachable with Copland, and you have that famous chorus in here as well.
Yes, the promise of living that ends Act One with the principals singing about the promise of living and the joy of living. And that tune, of course, is so familiar and is just wonderful and glorious. And then the fun party scene with the stomp your foot and the story that Top sings is an old folk song. And that certain approachable American sound that we come to expect from Copland is certainly present in the opera and makes it a story really for everyone. And I think especially here in the Midwest, because of our connection to the land and it's in English, so we can quickly understand. We're not trying to translate as we're listening to things. And we can identify those of us who have grown up here in the Midwest, if we have a farming background, that feeling that we have toward the land and that we have toward what Mother Nature has provided us and how we protect that. So it's a very appropriate and accessible story and opera for our Southeast Iowa region.
So The Tender Land is being shown on Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m. And this performance is free and open to the public, which is really fantastic. What other events are you holding in your American Gothic Performing Arts Festival?
Each year we do some outreach into daycare centers and into retirement centers. Generally, it's a children's opera, and lots of times we bring children and then the people together in the retirement centers, and we perform children's operas during our outreach. This year, since we do have the Tenderland, we'll be taking scenes out to the schools. We'll also be taking some scenes out to retirement centers as well. And then the following week, we perform with the Ottumwa Symphony Orchestra. They have an outdoor concert as well, and we'll sing a few selections from Bye Bye Birdie, because that will be our closing show on June 21st, a semi-staged version of a musical that is at Bridgeview Center here in Ottumwa. And we will be performing some selections with the Ottumwa Symphony Orchestra then at their Music on the Green, and that's at Indian Hills College on the campus there. And then we also have some local events. We do a night of singers on tap at a local pub here in Ottumwa. We also perform with the Municipal Wind Ensemble. And then, as I said, we close on the 21st with Bye Bye Birdie. And we have guest artists from Drake University students. And we also welcome back Fairfield native Tyler Breeding. He will be our principal, the title role in Bye Bye Birdie. He'll be Conrad Birdie. And he'll just be getting off a tour of Million Dollar Quartet that he's been doing on a cruise line, and returns to Fairfield to see family, and then will perform for us. So we're excited to welcome him back to the area as well.
It sounds like a great lineup. Give us that web address and anything else maybe you'd like to add.
Our web address is AmericanGothicFest.org. And then we also are celebrating the gift of the former synagogue here in Ottumwa to the American Gothic Performing Arts Festival. The congregation earlier this winter gifted us the temple and the social hall that's attached to it. And so we have just been moving in and doing some painting and things like that. And we will have an open house at the temple to show people our new space on Sunday, June 16th at 6 o'clock in the evening. And so that'll be another event. We'll have some informal music as well, as we welcome people to take a first sneak peek at our new space, our repurposed synagogue.
Thanks for today's The Tenderland Opera June 7th performance as part of the American Gothic Performing Arts Festival. Goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And to hear all of Dr. Dennis Wilhoit's interview, please go to our website at iowapublicradio.org. A big thank you to the president and music director of the American Gothic Performing Arts Festival, Dr. Dennis Wilhoit. And thank you so much for joining us today, Dennis.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. We appreciate it greatly.
Due to weather concerns, tonight's production of Copland's The Tender Land will be held at a different venue in Ottumwa, not Eldon like originally planned. The Tenderland will be performed tonight at 8 p.m. at the new facility, formerly known as Ottumwa's B'nai Jacob Synagogue, now called the Temple for Creative Arts. That's located at 529 East Main in Ottumwa.